Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 26. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today's episode is all about the Flaming Lips. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow and all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
Hey.
So, I know you're very excited about this one. So, the Flaming Lips, who are they?
Well, current members, Wayne Coyne, as of today, the only member of the original lineup, Stephen Drodes, Derek Brown, Matt Kirksey, and Nicholas Lee.
So the band formed in 1983 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and they are considered psychedelic rock, indie, alternative, and experimental. They're still touring and still making music.
Yeah, and in true psych band tradition, they've had quite a few ex-members as well.
Yeah, really. They just kind of go through them.
They go through them, and I think they're so great. And like Wayne is just incredible frontman.
Yeah.
Also
He's
plays a
great.
theremin, which I really love that instrument.
I do love it.
And ultimately, I think I'm really glad that you and I never mentioned them in the psych episode,
Yeah.
because now we get to give them a proper episode.
Yeah.
All
They're
to themselves.
really wild. They're just kind of wild.
They're wild.
Yeah.
When did you first discover the Flaming Lips?
So I was in middle school, and it was the song She Don't Use Jelly, which was everywhere on alternative radio.
Yes.
And I think when you're that young and the lyrics are kind of like zany and you're just like bopping along to yourself. And it was one of my favorite songs. And also because it got a lot of radio play.
Yeah. It was really huge.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
they definitely stood apart from the rest of the grunge alternative bands that were
Yeah.
popular at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember that they made an appearance on a Beverly Hills 90210 episode.
Shut up. Are you serious?
They did. They played at the Peach Pit After Dark.
No way. What? I wasn't allowed. My mom would not let me watch that show, but whatever.
You weren't allowed to watch 90210.
Nope. She's too mature for me, they said, my parents. It was
Oh
awful. So
gosh.
sad. So sad.
Apparently they made an appearance on Charmed too.
What did I miss that episode? Because I was watching Charmed.
I guess in P3, the name of the
Oh.
club. I was a fan of Charmed, so that's why I know. This is highly embarrassing. But yes, Flaming Lips was on Prime TV, like prime time.
That's weird. That's actually that's weird for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's weird.
It's so strange.
Make that money, Wayne.
I know.
I think for me, their definitive sound and album was Yoshimi and Battles of Pink Robots. And so I think their sound has always been their own. They've always
Yeah.
done their own thing. They just haven't really like cared. They teetered on indie and like slight popularity, but I think they've just done their own thing.
Yeah.
What about you?
I just think they're highly creative, they're quirky, their lyrics can be really unusual, but it's
Yes.
kind of like Alice in Wonderland, where nothing makes
Yes.
sense, but everything makes sense.
Yes.
And actually, that's how I would describe Wayne. I think he's like the Cheshire
Yes.
Cat.
Yes, that's so true. It is interesting because you're like, these are nonsense lyrics, and you're like, no, actually, wait, they kind of do. This does make sense. This correlates, okay? Or the meaning. Oh, I get this meaning. Or he's being like subversive. Wow, so totally.
Yeah. And plus, I'm such a big fan of psych that I
Yeah.
think that element always got me hooked on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let's get into our picks. What's up first, Mill?
Okay. In the Morning of the Magicians off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots 2002. Definitely my favorite song from the Flaming Lips, hands down. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots is considered by many to be a concept album. And but Wayne said that it wasn't, and apparently the inspiration came from a woman named Yoshimi, who played with the Boredoms, which were a Japanese noise rock group from the early 90s, and I believe their sound was similar to Sonic Youth. There are a lot of interviews of the Flaming Lips discussing the making of the album, and I highly recommend watching them because we would be here all day. It's that insane of an album. It's really, really powerful. And there's a lot of melancholy in the songs, but every time I listen to this album, I walk away feeling hopeful. I enjoy reading reviews, and I'm always curious to know what people think about songs or albums. And I remember I read one, and someone used the word transcendent. And I think that that's exactly it. Like, that's the word I would use to describe this album. It's one of those albums that's truly life-changing. They have a wonderful discography, and I recommend listening, but I recommend listening to this album first. The themes are love, mortality, humanity, all the biggies. And this song is so beautiful. It's a masterpiece. And there's been times when I listen and I burst into tears, like happy tears, because it's that positive. It's such a beautiful arrangement and it's beautifully written. And in a way, it's a live track. And I love that they kept the audience reaction in the recording, like you hear. I just think it's a work of art. And the lyrics go, "As the dawn began to break, I had to surrender. The universe will have its way, too powerful to master." And it's just beautiful poetry. I love this song so much. I love this song so much. If you haven't listened to In the Morning of the Magicians, you have to do it. You have to actually listen to the whole album from start to finish. It's so good. Oh. What about you?
Race for the Prize, the Soft Bulletin from 1999. Cohen lost his father to cancer in 97, so that inspired the lyrics about two scientists racing for the cure for the disease. This message is really heavy, but sonically, it's like expansive. It's just interesting how the lyrics matches the energy of the instrumentation. Because you do feel like you're in this, like, you're in 70s gear and there's like a huge race and it's like a wide open space and you're just running towards something. And it's like, I don't know. It just, it, their music actually fills you with feeling as well as it's just very encompassing. The lyrics match the sound, like the sound matches just, and sometimes, and you can say that about a lot of music, but for me, they're one of few bands that really tie that well together. And so Cohen describes himself as a scientist rather than an artist in a way. There's a difference between the two. He said a scientist doesn't have the luxury an artist has. The ideas has to work. Idea has to work. And this is a live signature for the band. They played it every show. And like the crowd knows all the words. I feel like a few bands are kind of like the Grateful Dead and Phish, and they're becoming like Dave Matthews Band and Tedeschi Trucker's Band, where they just tour every year, every summer. Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's like these songs that have to be played. So I think it's interesting. And again, they use the string section instead of guitars. For me, it's all about the drums. And then you have Wayne's gentle, sweet voice coming through with the instruments. And it's so much like the 6070 Psych song, learning through sonic exploration during this recording period. And the song gained some popularity during COVID. In 2020, the Flaming Lips appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and both band and audience members inside the kind of bubbles. And this is something they do during live performance. I love that performance. It's also on YouTube. So we're sending you to YouTube
We're
again.
sending you
YouTube.
to
Hashtag go to YouTube. And this introduced a whole new generation of people to the Flaming Lips. And it's their tribute to the Who, which is interesting. They're just so zany.
I love that. I love that when they appear in the bubble.
But I think of like.
I don't know how he manages to walk and not fall.
But you said it. He's like the Oz, the man behind, you know what I'm saying? He's just
It's
kind of like he's a magician. He's like a weird,
so
zany
wild.
magician. Yeah, he's trippy.
Guys, seriously, watch that tribute to the Who because it's such a good performance. They cover Pinball Wizard. How could I forget that? A Who fan
Oh, dang. We just said he's like a wizard too. That's funny.
The pinball, yeah, that was the song, and it was such a great tribute. And it's just a giant bubble. And he's done several performances of this. And it's wild to me. Like, I don't understand how he does it and not fall. Like, I really don't, personally.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not talented enough to do that, to be honest, to be frank.
Oh, all
It's
right.
hard.
Yeah.
What's up for you next?
So my next pick is Guy Who Got a Headache and Accidentally Saves the World off of Clouds Taste Metallic, 1995. I love this song because the quality is not that great. It's like, I do. I like it sounds like they got together in a garage and decided to press record, and you can hear all their mistakes. I mean, they weren't really taking themselves too seriously at the time, and it's kind of considered noise rock, but it manages to remain cheerful. So again, they stood out against bands like Nirvana and Alice in Chains
Because
in
they weren't
1995.
trying.
They
They
weren't
were
trying.
just right. They were just doing their own thing, which is great.
Yeah, and I mean, at the time, those bands were a bit of a downer and depressing, which I love. I love those bands, but Flaming Lips remain fun and upbeat, and it's, I think, so unusual at that time, and still managed to keep their own style, which is incredible. Yeah. So we're gonna do honorable mentions really quickly
Sweet.
because both me and Dina love the same songs.
Yeah,
So
pretty
I'll
much.
you up. Yeah, we do. We both love the same songs, and it was really hard for us to pick different songs because we're both major fans of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Yes.
So we're just going to list off one list of honorable mentions, and that will be the playlist. So I'm going to start off with Do You Realize off of Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots 2002. And it's always going to be special to me because a boy dedicated this song to me.
Okay, but why does it both deal with boys for the both of us?
It, I can't
Because you
believe
tell
it.
your story and I'll tell my story.
Oh my God. All right. So a boy dedicate, you always remember the song a boy dedicates to you,
I
don't you?
mean,
Like, you always like that's will never go away.
I
So
guess.
he was a major fan of the Flaming Lips. Nothing happened, but it's really, really, really sweet. It's just such a sweet, the song itself is adorable. And it's really, again, a hopeful song. And the video is really cool, but I'll always remember this boy. That's how you get a girl, guys. You dedicate a Flaming Lips song to them, damn it.
Like on the
Like,
radio, he dedicated it via the radio, right?
no, he
Mixtape?
yeah, mixtape.
Aw, okay, that's
This
cute.
was the first song in the mixtape.
Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, I wish it was a mix CD.
Yeah, you
Mix
know.
CD, but yes, this is actually the first song, and I think it was like when this album first dropped. It was in 2002. Yeah.
I
Who dedicated it to you? Oh my gosh.
okay. So this is why sometimes it's so eerie knowing you, because it's like it's so eerie. So for me, I remember I was in my early 20s and the Flaming Lips came to concert in Detroit at the Fillmore, and this guy that I was talking to like recently had tickets and was like, "Hey, do you want to go see them?" I'm like, "Sure." So I skipped class to go see them with him. And this song, he tried to make a move. And I was like, eh. I was like, what? I was like, and then he disappeared off of the face of the earth, and his parents called me looking for him. And I'm like, well, I just went out with him a couple times. Like, I don't know. I actually don't even know his name anymore. I can't tell you what he looks like or his name. Isn't that weird? But yeah,
Oh my gosh.
isn't that
So he
weird?
just, and I mean, it
He's.
is a beautiful song, but he just really tried to make out with you during.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I was like I got really uncomfortable because there's also like we were in a box, but there were other people in our box, and I was like, this is just with like I don't even know you like that. Like, this is weird. I don't know about this one, my friend, but thanks for the concert tickets. So I can't not remember that every time I hear this song, I think of that. So it's kind of like, man, you kind of not ruined it, but like, I
Oh
don't know who he is
no.
and I forgot him, but I'm forever gonna remember that. I could have dementia and remember that memory.
Oh no, I have good memories though.
Yeah. I
But like
mean,
no.
it's like a neutral, weird memory. It's like weird, you know? It's like a weird one. All right. Poor
It.
guy. He's like, what a jerk. Anyways, the next honorable mention is Plastic Jesus, Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, 1983. It's a cover, religious folk song, written in 1957. There's a scene from Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman singing. I mean, freaking swoon. Paul Newman,
Oh gosh, gorgeous.
God, even in his 80s, like
And what a
literally,
good movie too. Holy,
yeah, like just stud muffin. And Wayne sings it really well.
Next is Are You a Hypnotist? Again, we're gonna put the entire album. I'm sorry, every song of this album needs to go. This is from Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots 2002. I mean, how could you not put the entire album? It's
100. No,
just
listen, because again, the next one, Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell off of Yoshimi. But the title itself, like, just let's break it down. Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell. Imagine you've passed away, okay? And you're thinking, because you have an ego, that you're going to make it upstairs. But to your surprise, you're at the gates of hell. And you're like, can I speak to your manager? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're causing a fuss because you are not accepting of these consequences that you yourself have put yourself in this situation. Because, I think it's pretty
so
funny.
good.
I literally love, I should name, like, remember on Facebook when you used to like put photos up and you used to name them different things?
Oh, the name of
This
songs.
yeah, this would have been a good name for like a friend's trip or whatever album.
This would have been great for Creatures of Mercy,
Oh, I
for sure.
know.
And I
Is
could
it?
envision your outfit. I could totally envision how
Well,
you
it's
would
gotta be
style.
black.
Oh.
It's gotta be
But
black, isn't it?
the jewelry would be sick.
Ego tripping at the gates of hell. Oh, what a great. Good for you, Wayne. Good for you.
It
Good for you.
is. It's a good song. The next is the Spider Bite song off of Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, 1993. I find this song hysterical. It's hilarious. The lyrics, I can't stop laughing, but the way they deliver it, so serious. Like, with that Phil Collins in the air tonight drum break and the backup singers. It's just quirky, but the delivery is just so intense and
Oh my
dark.
God.
But then you hear these lyrics, like when you got that spider bite on your hand, I thought that we have to break up the band. Like, what the fuck? It's just so hysterical to
My
me.
God.
What I had to mention it. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I love that. The next is Trains, Brains, and Rain. Here it is, 1986 from their debut album. I don't think it gets talked about too much, and for some reason they sound really polished here. I like the song, and it's like a typical feel-good 80s song about heartbreak, kind of like 80s REM in a way.
I think a lot of their 80s stuff sounds like old REM.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
And I think that that's a trend for them. Like, like they have a lot of sad songs disguised as happy songs.
Maybe that's the way Cohen like kind of like works,
Work.
Yeah.
God and the Policemen featuring Kacey Musgraves off
I
of
obsessed with her.
American Obsessed with
Obsessed.
Her. I love her too. We
I just
both love her.
interrupted you. I'm so sorry. I just
No,
couldn't wait.
we love her. What a pair. The album is American Head 2020. It's their most recent work. And it got rave reviews from critics. And who'd have thought this pairing? Because Wayne with Casey's beautiful voice. Guys, check out this song. It's really, really beautiful. And
Do you?
it's dark, but
It
oh my
reminds me
gosh.
of like David Byrne, and I feel like Wayne Cohen is kind of like the alternate universe's David Byrne, because they're both a little quirky, but I don't feel like Wayne Cohen is taken as seriously as David Byrne.
No, he's not. And they're both just as
Talented,
creative, just as talented, just as innovative,
right.
actually. And I don't, I
I don't,
maybe
maybe not
because.
seriously. I don't want to say seriously, but I just want to say, like, I just don't, I hear about David, like, David Byrne is the indie scene's like marker for creativity and talent and quote unquote genius and et cetera, but
But I guess because I
feel
think
like Wayne
Wayne
is
is an
more niche.
artist. He is. And he's
He's
an
more
artist.
niche.
He's an actual artist. Not that David Byrne is an artist, but I think he does printmaking or painting.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think you're right. Yeah.
So
He's busy. He's a busy
he's a busy guy.
Also,
And
but like Viscom, can we just talk about Viscom for a second?
go ahead. Let's do
Like art, really? Can it be its own category? Like, I know it's its own category. You know what? I shouldn't say this. I do like it. I do like it. But does VizCon make you cry? Does VizCon make you cry? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. I just. Maybe we're going to
Oh.
edit this out. I have a lot of friends in VizCon. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, come on. It's okay. It's
Nobody
okay.
really listens to it anyways. It's fine. They're too busy being amazing young cool kids. They're not listening to this old lady's podcast about old ass music. Oh God. I
Good.
love it. Yeah, I love it. But yeah, BizCom, huh? Interesting. Okay. Well, this next one is right up my alley. Mother, Please Don't Be Sad, off of 2020's American Head, another tearjerker. I'm not mad at the VizCom students. I just, maybe it's because I can't do it myself, and that's why I'm sad. I'm jealous.
It's good. It's good.
I do like posters.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Vein of Stars at War with the Mystics from 2006. Really sweet song. I love the instrumentals on this. It's very dreamy and whimsical. Just a solid psychedelic song. Yeah.
Nice. All right, and the last one is Chrome Plated Suicide off of 1989's Telepathic Surgery. I don't think their stuff from the 80s gets talked about much again. The song in particular was one of their early hits. It has a guitar element that's based on Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, mine.
Yes. Like
Yeah.
their 80s stuff is really different. Like they sound super polished and they do sound like old REM. I'm gonna add one more. Like
Yeah.
Try to Explain off the Terror 2013. Really dark concept album. And it's just a dark song about heartbreak. I love it. Dealing of like what the world would be like without love and how love is the thing. And that's what I love about Wayne. Like I just think his message is so positive and the way he delivers it is so unique. How could you not fall in love with his voice? It's a unique voice. And I love this band so much. Like I just can't get enough of them. And we've obviously probably cut off a lot of songs. So if you guys have any recommendations, let us know. What you listen to today?
I've been listening to Lana Del Rey.
Oh
So
my gosh.
shut up, you two. Shut up. Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up. Why are we
Yes.
twins?
We're twins. I cannot get over the new single. I think it's very good.
Love her. I
I
just
think the new
do.
single is really good.
I love her.
I think she's incredible.
She's
I think she's
great.
incredible. I don't want to hear it. I think Lana gets a lot of hate. And in my mind, I really do think she's a poet. Like, I think she's a poet
Is.
first before anything.
She's
She's a
our
writer.
sad girl, martyr, anthem, saint,
Yes.
person. She's
Yes.
just our representative. She's great.
She's incredible and her poetry is just amazing. The challenge that gives me a challenge because not everybody's gonna like the Amanda. I know that. Not everybody likes Conan Moccasin. I get that.
I do.
He challenges me. Like he does. And Lana does in a way too. So it's kind of
I like it.
I don't know. I think she's incredible. And this new single, I love that she's dipping her toes in psych. We love hearing it.
But
Very
can
different
she,
for her.
like, how do you feel about her and Jack Antonoff? Like, I'm kind of wanting her to be with somebody else as a producer.
I kind of like the pairing. I do. I do.
I wonder
I
if
don't think
explore
I think you
other.
could pair. Honestly, I think yeah, she could definitely explore other people. And I think
But she's still going to sound like Lana, I think. She still has a
she's
very
still
confident,
yeah.
she still knows what she wants to sound like, which I think that's where why it works.
It's very, very specific. And I think wh whoever she works with, I think she's never going to lose her signature. Although I do think that she's evolved. Like she's so every album is different and I love every single album. Like actually I hope you and I should probably cover Lana in
We
one of these
should.
episodes.
Okay, we'll do that. Because clearly, like, we listen to her the
We
same way
love
today.
her. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
Let's give Lana her own episode. I think we
Yeah.
should.
I love it.
We're going to do that. We're going to start highlighting specific bands and specific artists and give them their own episode and throw them in along with the our, when we cover genres.
Yeah, and you know what? There you go. Take that. It's our show. We do what we want. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We'll also take requests.
We take requests, guys.
We
We
take
take requests.
requests.
So, I mean, thank you so much. We hit the year, so I want you
Yes.
thank everybody for listening.
Can you believe it? 1 year, we're 1 year old. 1 year old. 1 year is old. 1 year's old. How do you even say that? What is proper English anymore? I feel like I can't speak English old, or I'm getting
I
the worse
can.
it's getting.
Gosh, the older I get, like I think the more I stuttered. I think is
Yeah,
one
it's because we're
year old.
bilingual. I can't help it.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I every now and then I'll throw in a Spanish word in there.
You have to. Do you say like pero? Is that like your Spanish
All the
equivalent?
time.
Really? You say pero? Are you
Oh
serious?
my God, Dina. Like
I
every now and then I'll throw in a pero, like every now
love
and
that's
then.
actually the best word. For me, it's yani, which
Yanni is
means
yours.
yani is like yani, like well, but well, or like obviously habibi. Like that's a given.
Oh, I
Yalla.
love Habibi.
Yeah,
But
habibi
that's for
yalla.
my grandmother. That's for my grandmother's
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Somebody was talking about, I think you were talking about it, but then somebody also brought it up the other day. They were like, Arab women. I'm like, 0 to 60, especially Iraqi women. They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's what you get. We know what we
Well, I
want.
mean,
What are we going to do? That's it. This is who I am. I can't
it's
help it.
very like what can you do?
That's
Like what
it.
can you
I'm
do?
embracing it. I don't care.
I told you, the older I get, did you and I have this conversation? The older I get, the more confident I am. I mean, this is it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, this is my nose. You need
Yeah.
to take it. You need to look at it. Like
Yeah.
it's my nose. I'm not gonna change it. It is what
And
it
it's a
is.
very lovely nose. Can we hello? Like, we like
Like
it.
this is who I am. This is how I look. Either you love it or hate it. And I love it.
Do
Like
you
I
know?
think I look good. I don't care.
Do you know what's really, really weird? To what's and I'm sure you've experienced this. What's really weird, I'm experiencing this now, is to be at that age that I'm in and to be fully aware that I'm like the younger, like I don't want to say younger boys, but the younger men are into this age right now. And I remember being younger and going, oh my God, those are cougars. And I'm like, oh my God, I am a cougar now. And
You
it's
find that the
weird.
younger guys hit on you more? Because you still go to school, like you
That's
still
why, maybe that's why.
you're still you're D Dina's in college
yeah,
and
I'm in college.
you're gonna encounter the 20 somethings.
Yeah, they're interesting though. They're very, very sweet. And I'm also at an art school, so like it's just I'm encountering everything right now, which is great. It's fun. I'm like it's great, but it is interesting to see like 'cause my age is very ambiguous anyways. It's just it's aging is very interesting. You'll know what we're talking about someday, or maybe you already know what we're talking about, and that's wonderful. But
I have to tell you, I feel more like a kid than I did
same,
when I was a kid.
same, same. I'm much more
Like
free.
maybe I was just 40 when I was 10. Like,
Yeah.
and do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I've always had this thing about me that I constantly worry about everything.
Same.
But I think now I feel more like a kid. Now I
Same.
feel more free-spirited, I guess, than I used to.
Well, I think that's because, like you said, it comes with confidence. And I think for me, I
Like we are the age of the moms in the John Hughes films.
God, that's
But we don't
weird.
look like that. We don't look
No.
like them and we don't dress
Also,
like them.
it's because
You
we
know what
don't
I
have
mean?
children, which has helped us not age as rapidly as maybe some other people with children have aged.
Actually, I get that a lot. It's like, why do you look so young? Like you don't look like you're in your 40s. I'm like, I don't have kids.
That's
Sorry,
great.
I
Yeah.
don't have kids.
Congrats.
I
Yeah.
don't have kids. I
Yeah.
mean, I'd be lying. I'd be lying to you if it was anything else. Like,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. No, no children.
No
No
children.
children. But, you know, but John Hughes, yeah, I guess because Catherine O'Hara was like, what, 40, 45, supposedly in Home Alone. Like when she looked, you know, she looked like
Yeah.
she had six kids, which her character had six kids, but that was
Kids.
weird. Yeah. Kids. It's
Yeah.
kids. They're killers.
Maybe now, like I think makeup and hair
Oh,
and
it's different.
I
Yeah.
think it's totally different.
Yeah, it is
You know what I
different.
mean?
Because they're
And
talking about, delineations too between the ages, and how when we were growing up, there were like limited two, and there were stores for juniors and whatever. And now, children, young adults, and preteens and teens are all shopping from the same stores. And so it's going to be interesting because that was kind of like in the 50s too, when kids in the 50s didn't have stores that they could go shop at. So they just looked like little adults. And then I think we're in that cycle again of everybody kind of like looking the same or trying to look at the same age. Like kids don't have like a Justice or something to shop at, which, God, I'm so curious to see what the psychology books are going to say in 10 years. I can't wait. I cannot wait to read all about this time period.
It's not all groovy for us. Like, I can't wear full beat anymore. I can't.
What do you mean you can't wear a full beat?
I can't wear full beat. Like, I cannot wear heavy foundation anymore. It just doesn't look good. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I can't do the heavy foundation. I still, every now and then, I'll do a smoky eye, but like, even that, like, my skin has changed.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Sudden, I have sensitive skin. Like, what the hell? Like, when
Yeah.
did this happen?
Because why
I
not?
could experiment on everything, every type of skincare. But like, lactic acid is out the window, salicylic acid is out the window. It's like DHA. No, it's over. Tina, it's over.
It's
We've hit a
RIP. Oh,
wall.
no, I'm excited. I'm actually excited about this next decade of my life. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I used to tell people that, like, when I turned 40, people were like, how was your 30s? I'm like, I loved my
Yeah,
30s.
I did.
I loved my
I
30s.
do. Yeah, it's great.
I did insane traveling in my 30s. My 30s were freaking phenomenal.
My
And
30s
my
were about
40s,
me.
yeah, like, my 30s were awesome. And my 40s, they're gonna be just as awesome. I'll tell you
Yeah.
that much.
I'm just like, my 30s were really a good time for me. They weren't easy, but they were good and necessary, and I'm thankful for them. And yeah, my 40s. I'm just excited to see what happens next. But you
Oh,
guys
you're gonna love it. You're
are going
gonna
to
love
be
it.
there along with us, and you can hear us complaining.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, guys, thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests, and feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.